February 1st.
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
Perfect Father, in this world, most of us need some sort of antidepressant to numb the pain we experience here. It hides the pain from us, and us from the pain. We are afraid of pain. We do not want to feel it. Sometimes we think, by looking at it, we might be overwhelmed by it. The problem is, we might not go after the pain, but it comes after us. Everlasting Father, as a little girl, my earthly father had his own solution to pain. Whenever I would share my pain with him and start crying, he would hush me with the words, "Don't cry, then you will feel better." But to stop crying did not make me feel better. The pain was still there, in my heart.
If you knew the gift of God, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
My perfect Father, you abound in love and compassion. You sent us your gift, Jesus, to save us from the deep-seated pain in our hearts. Jesus, how encouraged I am that you do not tell me to stop crying. You cry with me. You are not afraid to face my pain, because you are above all. All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to you. My pain will not overwhelm you. Jesus, you are abounding and abundant. You did not come to give me a band-aid, but a drink of living water that will flow deep into my wounds. I expose my pain to you as I reach out my hands and take the cup of living water you are offering me, Jesus.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
I love you, gift of God.